Are you in the car? Recently had a post that I commented on and just sparks the idea for this. I think it needs to be said. I believe I've said it in the past, but I want to address it as well here. And I think this will help a lot of people cope and deal with and set them free and understand and save you a lot of headache and trouble. And everybody strives as a cop, especially people in this group, right? I mean, we're the people who are trying our very best. They strive for recognition of the work that they're doing, right? I'll give you a story. Here's a story for you. A story about recognition. At a car stop one night, I end up getting a kid who was like 18, just dropped a 15-year-old off at Newark Airport, and she was flying to like Louisiana to meet up with a very much older gentleman than her who she had met online. She was running away from home. And I got this kid on the traffic stop after he dropped her off because I realized that he had a reaction to my presence when he saw me. He just committed something he shouldn't have done. I recognized that he was nervous. I got him to admit to me that, yeah, she's on this plane, blah, blah. So what I did was I called Port Authority police. We got her off the plane before the plane took off. She made her way onto the plane. She boarded it. This is, you know, again, this is a while ago. This is after 9/11, but still, it must have been more simple in some way. I don't know what way she got onto the plane, but she got onto the plane without a parent assisting her. This big job, right? Right, this whole thing. And I'm like, man, like literally saved the other police department that had to look into it in South Jersey. They're like, dude, thank you. We just got the missing persons on her from her family. This whole thing went down, right? And I heard nothing of it, right? And I'm watching people left of me getting recognition for things that weren't even close to that kind of work. And the next day, I had a kid who passed like four cars, almost crashed at like 100 miles an hour. And I thought it was a stolen car. So as I'm following him, I'm trying to get his plate in before I light him up. And as I'm focused on trying to get his plate in, I put the lights on to try to slow him down. And as he slows down, I literally bump him from the back of the police car to his car. It was an honest mistake. We had it on camera. I literally bumped him. There was no damage. Zero. Nothing to the police car. Nothing to the guy. He didn't complain. I get out of the car, I go, you know I'm stopping you. He goes, yeah. I go, but I'm not getting you a ticket because I just bumped you by accident. So he's like, I don't want, dude, you don't got to do a report. You don't got to do anything. I'm not making a complaint. I just appreciate that you're going to give me a break on that. I'm just being a fucking idiot. And I said, no, I have to. Because they reviewed this video and there was some kind of collision. I'm just going to have to document that it occurred. The next day, I met with Internal Affairs that served me a letter of reprimand for bumping somebody from behind. And this is probably one of the first times I got real hot. And the guy who delivered it from Internal Affairs, it wasn't him, right? He's like, dude, I'm sorry, I know. And I'm like, dude, this fucking place, it just never ceases to amaze me. I literally stop and recover a runaway missing person on a traffic stop. It took great police work for that to occur. And I bump somebody, no fucking damage, no nothing. And you're gonna hand me a letter of reprimand. What happened to the 90 fucking jobs I did this year that were all fucking great, but so-and-so's fucking nephew or cousin, because they know somebody, is getting this recognition, that recognition? And it was a hot moment for me. I was pissed. You know, and he goes, well, you know, I'm just a messenger. I go, well, here's a message to take back up to that fucking upstairs. I go, that's the message I give you. How about you start recognizing me for the good things, not just the bad things? And first of all, let me say that I was not a perfect angel at all times. So I wasn't this perfect. I was a very young guy when I was a cop. But I was hot about this, but I did police work, right? But what I learned through my career is this, is you have to not let these things bother you. When you can laugh at things like that, you can begin to just say, I'm not trying to be officer of the quarter. I'm not trying to be officer of the year. I'm not trying to be officer of the month. The promotion means a lot to me, but if I can't get it fairly, then I don't want it. And if you come to work and do the work that you came to do and you're happy with the job that you've done. You don't need recognition. Self-recognition is plenty, right? It just is. So if you go home and maybe there was not, because let me tell you something. If you think life is unfair, police work is 3 times more unfair than life. Almost nobody in this group has an honest method or in their agency for getting promotions or transfer of assignments or reward. It's very rare. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but it's very rare. So don't get hung up on you trying to do something that may not be unattainable. You didn't write the rules to the game. It's not a game that's played fair. You must understand that. There is a lot of nepotism. And when you can just accept that, and this is the job that you're in, and then just do you, and don't worry about other people. Don't chase carrots. Don't be doing things that are of unethical character, that are not who you are because you're chasing something that you want so badly. Like, if I ever backstab somebody in my career, I wouldn't be the person I am today, trying to be a thought leader for everybody in this group. And obviously, as it continues to grow throughout the country, I'm glad I never did that, right? But I know people that have. And you have to live with yourself, and nobody forgets that shit, right? Like, nobody forgets when somebody scumbagged another person or kicked them in the fucking back when they weren't looking. I never did that, right? I never did. I know it. You're never going to find a story about me kicking someone in the back or not being... You'll find stories about me, but not like that, right? Release yourself from that, man. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about being the next fucking officer of the year. You can't compete with the fact that the guy's related to the fucking person that's getting promoted. To the chief's nephew or the mayor's grandson. All these things you compete with, they're not within your control. Everybody else knows what's fair and what's not. And you just live with it. You just say, yeah, I don't fucking care. You can't go and punch walls and scream. You have to understand and accept the game that you're in. Do you understand that? So don't worry about it. Look, and don't let that sidetrack you from doing great things, right? Be the person that you intended to be as a cop, if they're allowing you to be that person. Don't worry about fucking awards, because it'll drive you nuts. It is not a fair profession. You must get that through your head. It is not. Some places it is, but generally it's not. And I hear about it all the time because I'm the person who everybody comes to, which is great. I'm glad that I can be here to help and offer guidance. I hear it nonstop. This wasn't fair. Fuck this place. Well, I'm aware. I'm aware. These are not private companies that were designed on merit and rewarding good behavior. It's a public entity where politics reigns very, very true. And it's very upsetting people if you're on the wrong side of politics. You know, and we're committed to these police departments for 25, 20 years, 30 years. And you just have to understand where you work. And if you're going to stay where you're at, recognize, you know, listen, do you the best that you can do. People have said to me, like, yeah, I've worked at this police department. I have never had an internal. I've never had a sick day. The whole night, I've been here 19 years. I've done all my good work. And I still know that I'll never get promoted. But if you can accept that, then you'll just feel better about it. If you're not constantly, you should, if it's attainable, you should chase that stuff because it's important. But like, if it's not and it's not fair, don't beat yourself up over it, right? You know who you are and what you're doing. So that's just some good advice. And I say this with not intentions to rub people the wrong way. I say this because I don't want somebody starting their fucking gun because things aren't fair, right? I don't want you feeling down or depressed or lashing out at people or finding yourself hitting a bottle because you can't figure out why the game's not fair, why you don't get recognized, why you're bitching and complaining to your friends. Man, like, when you say, like, man, I don't fucking care about going to this task force or this division or whatever, just like here, just look at street cop training. Do you think that it was what it is now, 7.5 years ago when I started this shit, 8 years ago? No, man, right? We had to go to people, and they said, we want nothing to do with it, right? Because they didn't know who I was or what I was up to, and not for you. You know, now, let them come to you, right? Over 200 agencies looking to host our training, right? Because of that advice. Wasn't upset that nobody wanted to, people didn't know what we were up to. Hey, you guys, mind if I can do some training there? Nah, we've never heard of you. Blah, 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 blah. You know, now they're laying at the red carpet. But before that, and I wasn't like, oh, you're going to regret this one day. I respect it, man. Like, that's the game. Until I have recognition, that's the fucking game. Well, what am I supposed to, like, that's how the game is played. And if you don't like the cards that you've been dealt or the game that you're playing, you are more than welcome to take your stuff and leave and go to a different table, right? You go to a casino all the time. Everybody who's been to a casino starts playing cards. And then, you know, you see those people who are experienced sit down at a blackjack table. The table sucks. They get up and they leave and go play at another blackjack table or go play another game. And that's your option as a human being. You are not, if you don't like the game that you're playing, the cards been dealt, collect your fucking shit and go find another table. But if you do not leave that game, you must be conscious and comfortable with the fact that this is where it is, this is what it is, and I have to be here. Don't try to make it what it isn't. I'm just hoping that gives you some value. I mean, really, from the bottom of my heart, some people may not like that I'm saying this, but I'm sure a lot of people are going to appreciate what I'm saying. And, you know, when agencies say things like, I don't think you should tell people to just leave. Well, look, I think you should treat people better, right? I just had a class the other day, and we had a lot of very, very administrative heavy class. And I said, you know, a lot of supervisors, chiefs, deputy chiefs, captains, sergeants, lieutenants, they'll ask me, you know, these millennials, they don't want to listen to anything. So my advice in return, when I hear that from a chief, captain, deputy chief, somebody of administrative power, major, current, whatever it is, right? Here's my advice. Don't be a dickhead. Like, people will talk to you when you're not a dickhead. And by the way, there've been lazy people for eternity, right? There were lazy motherfuckers when I started in 2001. And there's gonna be lazy people now, and there'll always be lazy people, because that's the dynamic of how it works. Nobody is gonna out-hustle. You know, it's not you're not going to have 100% hustlers at an agency. I don't care how much you try to design it. There's always going to be somebody doing, they're just lazy people. They're born lazy. But it doesn't mean you can't talk to folks, right? So don't be a dickhead. Watch how that works for you. How do we talk to our people worse than when we talk to people on the street? Like, what is going on? So that's it. Yeah, the world has changed. People want respect. People aren't going to take it across the fucking chin and walk away and say and take their licks. It doesn't work that way anymore. And when you recognize that on that side, that gets easier too. Try a different approach. Here's another story. I got reamed out when I was a new patrolman. I had a horrible field training experience. Did fucking nothing in my field training. Did fucking zero. I did nothing. I did prisoner transports. I didn't even run a license plate. I wasn't allowed to touch a computer. That was my field training experience. So when something unfolded, I did my best to try to solve the problem in the field, right? Nobody taught me anything. Nobody said, read case law. Nobody said, hey, link up with this guy. He's like, you have a lot of fire in your belly. Hey, do this. Hey, this is what they like here. This is what they don't like here. Hey, just be. Nobody said that shit to me. Here's your keys. Go out, hump calls. So this whole job goes down. Basically, in a nutshell, some kid stole another kid's bike. I got it back. Blah, blah, blah. The whole nine. Case, da, da, da. Family's happy. And I'm like, oh shit, look at me. Fucking, I'd have to call a detective bureau, get anybody involved. Wrap this whole thing up in about 40 minutes, right? I mean, I'm like walking around like, yeah, look at this. I want my first job. I think this bullshit bicycle call. Wrap it up. Solve the whole thing. Was able to talk to people. And the next day, I'm in the detective bureau getting screamed at by the juvenile sergeant. What the fuck are you doing out there? You can't just fucking do things like that. Why did you call out when you fucking transported? Where's the property sheet? Where's this? And I'm like, yo, nobody taught me anything. What he should have done was this. This should have been it. I know what you were trying to do. And my hat's off to you for at least trying, because half the motherfuckers in here wouldn't have done half of what you did, especially as a new guy. But in the future, there's some things you need to know about that nobody probably ever showed you that will help you. You know, follow the SOPs and what needs to get done. When you transport somebody, you got to call it out. You got to get parents' permission. If you're going to have a job like this, just document it. And look, man, we recognize what you did. Now, I got screamed at like I was a fucking child because I thought I was doing something right. I tried. And that was the way to handle it. That was, so you can imagine what my feelings towards that guy was for the remainder of the career. And I actually didn't not like the guy. I thought he was a decent dude. And just how they handle things, right? I didn't know. And I just fucking dealt with it. But I that begins to grow inside of you of, what the fuck? Why would you talk to me that way? Listen, are there times I needed to be talked to that way? Sure. But people don't need to be talked to that way all the time. And you want to know why people are fucking pissed and people are leaving your police department and people are out? Because nobody respects somebody who treats other people like shit. Especially in the world of law enforcement, we have so much outside stuff crushing on us all the time. We have so much pressure in the job itself, so much danger. And then you're going to bring in internal issues, right? That I get when things have to be addressed, but a lot of times things can be just discussed and addressed very, very diplomatically and politely. And people respect the shit out of that. So I don't know. You know, like, I'm not trying to, I just feel for everybody. You know, I've been there. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to get kicked in the back and shit talked. And I'm not saying I was perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying I was an eager guy. I didn't get recognition. Then I did. Then I didn't. You know, it was a roller coaster. So, and again, not saying I was perfect. But I know if you're going through that, look, just come in and do the fucking job, right? You enjoy it. You like going out. You like putting bad guys in jail. You enjoy this group. You found your family that mean a lot. These are the guys and girls that have similar thoughts like you do. You found the group of folks, right? This is a place where people like us do things like this. And it's not for everybody. We know that. It's just not for everybody. But this is how we do things here. This is what kind of cops we are in this group. It's not for everybody, right? We've seen that. Guys come in. We make fun of certain actions that police take. They get offended because it hurts their feelings and they leave. Respect, man. You're still my brother. You're still my sister. I'm still going to save your ass, right? I'm still going to be there for you. I'm still going to be a shoulder to cry if you need me. I'm still going to donate to time and to your family. Whatever it may be you need, I'm there for you. But we just don't have the same views on things. And that's okay. It's a respect thing, right? Respect it, man. It's all good. But, you know, we really got to start treating each other well and good. And like new guys to old guys and old guys to new guys. Got to start caring about each other more. And we're really trying to implement this progression in law enforcement. I know a lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about of experience. If you have it, it's coming your way. You cannot avoid it. Nobody's going to go through life not experiencing some awful shit at work and being treated like a piece of shit. But don't do it to others because you can. Okay? And just as long as you're happy with what you did and the kind of work that you're doing, and everybody else knows that, you know, you're somebody who cares a little bit more than everybody else, let that be good enough, right? Let that be good enough.